Hindi from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Part 3. Continued from Part 2. Subsection on consonants continued. The 25 plosives occur in 5 groups, with each group sharing the same place of articulation. These positions in their traditional order are velar, that is, consonants made with the back of the tongue touching or nearly touching the back of the roof of the mouth. Retroflex, that is the consonants with the tongue curling up and backwards and touching or trying to touch the roof of the mouth with its tip. Palatal, that is the consonants with the front of the tongue, that is the front flat part of the tongue touching or nearly touching the whole roof of the mouth. Dental, that is the consonants with the tip of the tongue touching or nearly touching the teeth. And bilabial, that is consonant made by both the lips touching or nearly touching each other. In each position, there are 5 varieties of consonants with 4 oral stops and 1 nasal stop. An oral stop may be voiced, aspirated, both or neither. The 4-way opposition is the hardest aspect of Hindi pronunciation for a speaker of English. The table below shows the traditional listing of Hindi consonants in its Devanagari script, with the nearest equivalents in English or Spanish. Each consonant shown below is deemed to be followed by the neutral vowel schwa, that is and is named as such in the table. The Roman script equivalent is normally used to transcribe Hindi in casual transliteration is also given in the second line. Table follows. Plosive, that is the consonant which is sound which is produced by stopping the airflow in the vocal tract by complete closure of the of a portion of the mouth with the tongue. Next row. Unaspirated voiceless, that is the consonants in which there is no appreciable puff of breath and the vocal cords in the throat do not vibrate. Aspirated voiceless, that is those consonants in which there is a significant puff of breath and the vocal cords do not vibrate. Unaspirated voice, that is those consonants in which there is no puff of breath and the vocal cords in the throat are vibrated. Then aspirated voice, that is those consonants in which there is an appreciable puff of breath like a murmuring and the vocal cords in the throat are vibrated. Then nasal, that is consonants produced with the air flowing through the nose. Next row, velar, k, k, English skip, k, kh, English cat, g, g, English game, g, gh, aspirated g, ng, n, English ring. Next row, palatal. Ch or ch, ch, English chat, ch or ch, chh, aspirated c, j or j, j, English jam, j or j, jh, aspirated j, ny, n, English finch. Next row, retroflex, t, T, American English, hurting, th, th, aspirated, t, d, d, American English, murder, d, dh, aspirated, d, n, n, American English, hunter. Next row, apicodentals. T, T, Spanish, tomate, th, th, aspirated th, the, d, Spanish, donde, the, dh, aspirated the, n, n, English name, labial, next row, p, p, English spin, p, ph, English pit, b, b, English bone, b, bh, aspirated b, m, m, English mime. Next table. Non-plosives or sonorants. First row, palatal, retroflex, dental or alveolar, velar or glottal. Next row, approximant. That is those consonants that are between a plosive and a vowel. Palatal, year, y, English, u, retroflex, r, r, Scottish English, trip, dental, l, l, English, love, velar or glottal, v, v, English, vase. Next row, sibilant, that is the consonants with a hissing sound, or fricative, that is consonants made by streaming a breath through a narrow channel. Palatal, sh, sh, English, ship, retroflex, sh, sh, retroflex, sh, dental or alveolar, s, s, English, same, velar or glottal, h, or h, h, English, home. At the end of the traditional list or traditional table of alphabets, three consonantal clusters are also added. Ksh, ksh in Hindi, thr, thr, and gyr, gyr, pronunciation given for Hindi. Other than these, sounds borrowed from the other languages like Persian and Arabic are written with a dot. Bindu or nukta means the nearest approximate alphabet. They are not included in the traditional listing. Many native speakers of Hindi, especially those who come from rural backgrounds and do not speak really good Khadi Boli or Urdu, confuse these sounds, accept r and r, and pronounce them as the nearest equivalents in Sanskritized Hindi, listed in column 4. These are, table follows. Extra sounds, next row. Symbol, IPA pronunciation and name, English etc. equivalent, confused with. Next row, symbol, K, IPA pronunciation and name, K, voiceless uvular plosive, English equivalent, Arabic Quran, confused with K. Next row, symbol, F, IPA pronunciation and name, F, voiceless labiodental fricative, English equivalent, English fun, confused with P. Next row, symbol, K, H, IPA pronunciation and name, H, voiceless velar fricative, English etc. equivalent, German, doch, confused with k. Next row, g, IPA pronunciation and name, g, voiced velar fricative, English etc. equivalent, Persian, mughal, confused with g. Next row, symbol, z, IPA pronunciation and name, z, voiced alveolar fricative, English etc. equivalent, English zoo, confused with j or j. Next row, symbol, r, IPA pronunciation and name, R, unaspirated retroflex flap. English, etc. equivalent, none. Confused with blank. Next row, symbol, R. IPA pronunciation and name, R. Aspirated retroflex flap. English, etc. equivalent, none. Confused with blank. R, R, and R, R are not of Persian or Arabic origin, but they are allophonic variants of simple voiced retroflex stops of Sanskrit. Subsection 6.4. Additional notes on the consonants. Some additional features of Hindi consonant system are given here, as well as some useful tips to those whose native language is English but are interested in learning Hindi language. No nasal consonant except M and N can start a word in Hindi. Hence, all the other nasal consonants in modern Hindi tend to be pronounced as either M or N. The distinction between the aspirated and the unaspirated consonants is really very strong. Not only in Hindi but also in Sanskrit and all other Indo-Aryan and Dravidian languages of India. The distinction between dental plosives and retroflex plosives is also very stark in all Indo-Aryan and Dravidian languages. The retroflex flaps cannot start a word. They do not exist as such in Sanskrit. They have sprung up as the allophonic flap variants of Sanskrit's simple voiced retroflex plosives. The other Indo-Aryan languages and Dravidian languages tend to use the retroflex flaps in their vocabulary even more frequent than Hindi does. Aspiration is actually a puff of breath that may follow a plosive consonant. English speakers should try to pronounce the voiceless aspirates by speaking these words in a quick but clear liaison-like fashion. Take him, get him, ditch him, slap him. One could also try speaking the words kite, take, chip, and pat with a greater than usual puff of breath after the first consonant. The corresponding unaspirated plosives must be pronounced with no significant puff of breath at all. Please note that the T has to be dental. T. For practicing the voiced aspirates, one could try drag him, send him, enrage him, grab him. The dental consonants in Hindi are as in Spanish or French. They can be pronounced by pronouncing T and D of English by pressing the tip of the tongue against the back of the teeth rather than against the back of the alveolar ridge as done by English speakers. The retroflex consonants are the most difficult to pronounce. They are pronounced by curling the tongue such that its tip touches the roof of the mouth. Like how the Americans pronounce their R. However, in normal Hindi speech, bringing the tip of the tongue a bit above the normal alveolar ridge would also work fine. Alveolar ridge is the ridge of the gums above the front teeth, above the upper teeth. The retroflex flaps are pronounced in a similar way by bringing the tongue's tip to the roof of the mouth and giving it a sharp flap downwards. Sanskrit R is retroflex, but Hindi R is an alveolar trill, as in Scottish English. The palatal plosives of Hindi do not have a sharp frictional sound following them. These are more of pure plosives than affricates. Affricates are plosives followed by a fricative-like sound. Hindi has neither V nor W. Its nearest equivalent is V, which is very close to V but does not have a friction or buzzing sound associated with it. But replacing it with V will also work fine. The retroflex sibilant SH need not be worried about because it has been replaced by SH in modern Hindi pronunciation. It is doubtful whether Hindi has a voiced glottal fricative H for the alphabet H or not. Sanskrit does not have this. Sanskrit does have this. But it would cause no problem to use the normal English H as in home for it. The standard transliteration of Hindi into the Roman or English alphabet is usually the IAST scheme, whereby the retroflex consonants, retroflex T, D, and their aspirates, N, vowel-like R, and the breath H, are shown with a dot beneath. The long vowels are shown with a macron or a bar, as A bar, A above. Aspiration of a plosive is shown with the following H, and S with an acute accent mark is used for sh, and C is used for ch, ch. Rest other alphabets are pronounced as in normal English. Another transliteration, iTrans, uses capital letters of English to transcribe the long vowels and retroflex consonants. However, since English is a lingua franca of educated Indians, and since computer keywords do not have features for typing the IAST characters, Indians today use a casual transliteration into English for Hindi words. In such a casual transliteration, the retroflex and dental consonants are not differentiated, and neither the short and the long vowels, except that sometimes people double the alphabet to indicate the long vowel. Section 6.5, Suprasegmental Features. Hindi has a stress accent, but it is not so important as in English. Usually in a multisyllabic Hindi word, the stress falls on the last syllable if all the syllables are due to long vowels or all are due to short vowels. A syllable is a unit of pronunciation, a core vowel followed or preceded by one or many consonants. If the word contains a mixture of short and long vowels, the stress falls automatically on the long vowels almost equally. The schwa has a strong tendency to vanish into nothing if its syllable is unaccented. Also note that although in English many words end in short u or short e while speaking, the ending is often converted into long e and long u. The tone of speaking is also very important in Hindi, although Hindi is not a tonal language like Chinese, to express sentiments of respect, politeness, question, etc. To be continued in part 4.